Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. In this week's episode, we are talking about letting your inner witch shine. It is getting very close to Halloween, my favorite day of the year. I know. There are so many people that love Christmas. They can't wait for Christmas. And I have more Halloween decorations than Christmas decorations. I've always had a fascination with Halloween, and it's exciting and it's spooky and it's scary and it's fun. And it's just all of those things wrapped up in one for me. So in this week's episode, the title is Ding Dong, the Wicked Witch is Dead, Letting Your Inner Witch Shine. Years ago, probably 10, 12 years ago, I had been doing readings at the house for probably a couple of years, and I was approached to do readings at a metaphysical center here in the city where we live. And I was so excited, and I remember getting home and telling my husband at the time, and he looked at me with such shock, and he said, "Oh my God, you're a real witch?" And I looked at him and I said, "What do you think I've been doing here at the house with clients? Like voodoo? Something else?" And I was a little upset by that. And it seemed like he saw me in a different light doing readings at a center, at a professional establishment, as opposed to in our home. And it was interesting because somehow that validated that what I was doing was real. And I found it funny and interesting, but it also kind of made me mad. And I remember laughing when he said it, but every time I thought about it, there was this different energy attached to the word witch. I like being called a witch sometimes, and then other times I felt weird about it, like I didn't want to be associated with it. Like there was just this heavy energy that came up with it every time someone called me a witch. And people would buy me Christmas ornaments with witches. And for Halloween, I dressed up as a witch every year. And it was kind of my thing. But then after I sat with it, I thought, you know what? I don't like how that feels. There's something sticking with the energy. And in previous episodes, you may have heard me share that when the energy is flowing, it's free flowing, it's light, it's ease, it's joyful. And then when there's something kind of sticking the energy, it can feel heavy, like it's kind of stuck, like it's not moving, things are slow. And that's how this started to feel for me. And then shortly after this, I was invited to a drumming circle. And this was a night that I won't forget. I had learned a little bit about past lives from some classes I had taken and books that I had read, but seeing several different lives where I was a witch totally blew my mind. And in each past life, I was shown things didn't end well for me in those lives. So in one past life, I was literally hunted down and killed for being a witch. In another, I was held captive to provide fortune telling, and if I was right, I would be fed. And if I was wrong, then I went hungry. In one of the other lives, I was ostracized, bullied, and made fun of for being a witch in front of the entire town, the entire community. And in another life, I was taken from my family and held prisoner, never to see them again. So the different energy that I felt when anyone called me a witch was actually coming from old energy from several past lives, not just one. In these past lives, I was an oracle, a healer, fortune teller, a seer, prophet, whatever term, whatever lingo you'd like to use, I was utilizing my gifts. And there are so many ways to describe spirit communication, which is just one. And if past lives aren't something that you believe in or you're not interested in them, that's just fine. As I always say, take what resonates, leave the rest. And you know, my husband at the time was so intrigued with past lives, but it wasn't something that we had ever really talked about. It wasn't something that he ever asked, "Hey, what are my past lives? And what does that look like?" And that's perfectly okay. It's like the plate of cookies. Or no, let's say the plate of chocolate. I will offer you a chocolate. And if you'd like a chocolate, take one. Awesome. If you don't want chocolate, if you don't like chocolate, that's fine too. If you'd like to stuff a few in your pocket for later, awesome, by all means. If you'd like to take a few for your friends, awesome, do it. So I'm just an invitation for what my reality looks like. And if it resonates with you, great. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. So with past lives, we can still have unresolved energy that is impacting us in this life. I see it as a cord of energy that is still tying us to something that is not a contribution to us in this life. And maybe many phobias, in fact, are linked back to past lives. I remember when I ordered my first business cards for angel readings, and I was so excited. And then I started to get this worried feeling come up, and I kept thinking, oh, what if they find me over and over again? What if they find me? What if they find me? And when I went in and looked at it, sure enough, it was a past life where I was a healer. And it was forbidden to use my healing gifts, and I would heal people in private with the constant worry that I was going to be found out and that I was going to get in trouble for what I was doing. We were able to clear the energy residue from that life, and the energy shifted immediately. So much so that I carried my cards everywhere and I would hand them out every day. I was just so proud to have them, and it just felt so free and liberating and empowering to share with the world my gifts and capacities. Past lives can bring up so many emotions along with the energy. You can meet someone and have an instant, powerful connection and not know why. I've met several clients over the years who were happily married and ended up choosing to have an affair that they said just took over their entire life. It was so immediately intense. Or you just can't be around certain people and you're left scratching your head. Like you just, they walk in the room, you have to leave. You hear their voice, it's like nails on a chalkboard. You could have an overwhelming connection to a place or a culture, perhaps somewhere that you've traveled. You feel like you've been to certain places before. And now, not all past lives are influencing us in this life, but again, some lingering energetic residue may be present. And if something hasn't shifted for you, say, for example, you have a fear of spiders, and that hasn't shifted, and maybe you've done hypnotherapy and you've tried different treatments, and maybe you bought a spider to be in the house to try to desensitize yourself, whatever that looks like, and nothing is working, 9 times out of 10, we can go back in and we can look at something from a past life. We can clean up that energy and it'll start to free up the energy in this life. It's that powerful. And in looking at that energetic residue, it may be so subtle that you're not able to grasp it or grab a hold of it. But again, some of that lingering energy can be present and it will show up in our world. And that gives us the perfect opportunity to take a look at it. And so if you're listening to this podcast, it's a pretty safe bet that you too were a witch or a healer in a past life. Just saying. And if not, feel free to shut this off and go and maybe have some chocolate. As we go through this episode, we will clear energies that come up, anything that isn't moving. If you've listened to my other episodes, I just look for the stuck energy. It's just if something isn't free flowing and it pops up, we are going to clear it. And you don't need to do anything, just be an allowance of the energies shifting as they need to. The wonderful thing about clearing statements is that we don't need to go back and relive the story. We don't have to go through it step by step. Instead, we just track the energetic seed, if you will, and remove it from your energy field. And then everything, it's kind of like dominoes. Once we remove one, it just kind of unravels, and then it'll integrate as it needs to. So let's go ahead and release and destroy all the lifetimes that are negatively impacting this lifetime. And everything comes up. Everything that comes up when we use the word witch, whoa, let's destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Any judgment or criticism you feel around being a witch, let's destroy and uncreate all of that. And anywhere that you are afraid that people will know that you have gifts and capacities with spirit communication, let's destroy it and create all of that. Well, let's just do that one again. Anywhere that you have a fear that people will know that you have gifts and capacities with spirit communication, let's release and destroy all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And any projections that you may have that being a witch is evil, it's dark energy, it's the work of the devil, it's bad or wrong or misleading, let's destroy it and create all of that and return it to wherever it needs to go. And any lifetime, space, or dimension where you decided that you would never be a witch again, that only bad can come from being a witch, an intuitive, a healer, an oracle, or any other title where you used and shared your intuitive gifts, let's just destroy and create all of that. And there's something stuck with the energy there. Everywhere that you're afraid to use your gifts and your capacities, because you're afraid that you'll take advantage of people or that you'll use them for bad. You won't use them for good. Everything that is, everything tied up in that, let's destroy it and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And anywhere that you're afraid of what being a witch or a medium or clairvoyant will mean for you now in this life, let's destroy it and create all of that. Everywhere that you have turned off your gifts or awareness, believing that someone else's awareness was stronger, more clear, coming from higher levels, that they could hear your guides and you couldn't, that they had been doing it longer than you, that they'd been in the trenches longer, that they had more experience, more training, that they were a fifth generation medium, whatever. Everything that is, I'm going to grab all of it, everything connected to it, and destroy and uncreate it all. Across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. I sort of fell into that once. I'd been doing readings for a couple of years, and I met a woman. She'd been doing readings, healing work for maybe 13, 14 years, and she always made a point of saying, "Well, you haven't been doing it long enough to know. Well, once you've been doing it longer, then you'll know." Like she constantly made this reference to the amount of time. And I asked one of my mentors at the time, and she said, "Well, because you've embodied it within those first 2 years, it's taken her 13, 14 years, and she still hasn't embodied it." So oftentimes people will make you wrong for what you've chosen and they haven't. So everything that just brought up, I'm not sure what that is or who that's for, but everything that is, let's destroy it and create it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And anywhere that you have diminished your greatness, your light, your essence, your mojo, your fabulousness, your light, your soul, your gifts, your capacities, everything that makes you magical. Let's just destroy it and create all of that and give yourself permission to step into a greater capacity with it. Just knowing that by being all of you, that's enough. And then the true gift is finding ways to share all of you in ways that work for you. That is where the real magic starts to come into play. And everywhere that you have been afraid to share what you do, from offering readings to maybe Reiki, healing, coaching, writing, channeling, whatever that is, everything that is, let's destroy it and create all of that. And everywhere you have not listened to or ignored your inner compass, your inner voice, your awareness, your knowing, your. There's another word they're throwing out. Your own consciousness. Ooh, let's destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And any judgment you have for not listening to your inner guidance, your intuition. Let's release and destroy all of that. Any judgment you have about listening to your inner guidance, your inner awareness, that things didn't turn out as you would hope they would, and you don't want to be disappointed again. So you're blocking it or shutting it off or pretending it's not there or going against it. Let's destroy and uncreate all of that. And if any of these clearings really hit home for you, if you have an emotional response, if you feel angry, if you feel, oh, what is that? Keep replaying it, keep repeating it I'll often create a clearing loop on my phone. I'll record any clearing loops, any clearings that I feel the energy kind of stuck or there's something heavy or I have an emotional response. I'll record it in my own voice and I'll just keep playing it over and over. I'll usually put it on mute and stick it under the bed at night so it just clears while I'm sleeping. So that's something that you can do if you find any of these energetic charges are bigger. So anywhere that choosing what works for you seems so far out of your comfort zone, so foreign, let's just write and create all of that. Sometimes our lives can become predictable and we're just going through the motions and maybe we've lost touch with what lights our soul up. And other times we've shifted. We have healed our past. We have become more in tune with our guides and our spirit that we are different and we want different things. And sometimes the people around us don't want us to change for whatever reason. And we may end up putting off what we would really like to be doing to keep the peace, or we think it's easier to continue living life as it is instead of looking for new ways to bring more into our lives that actually lights us up. And when I come across something that lights me up, I first say thank you. And then I ask, how can I have more of whatever that is? Please bring me more. Universe, show me how to shine my light as bright as possible today. Universe, bring me ideas, people, and opportunities for me to shine and share all of me in ways that light me up. I can remember buying my first deck of Oracle cards. I actually hid them because I was worried about what people would say. And you fast forward to today, and my office is full of countless decks cards, books, crystals, candles, incense, angels, anything else that feeds my soul spiritually. My own deck, my own creations, my classes light me up, my students, my clients, all of that beautiful, beautiful, those beautiful gifts really feed my soul. And everywhere that you've chosen to let anything stop you from shining your light, let's release and destroy all of that. And everywhere that you haven't acknowledged how amazing it feels to shine bright, be your greatness, and light up those around you. Let's destroy it and create all of that. You can even say out loud or silently while touching your heart, I choose to shine bright. I choose my greatness. And anything preventing that, I release and destroy it. Thank you. And so it is. And so it is. The flip side of this is that you have to be willing for people to not like you. And that is something that I haven't struggled with it per se. I've really found it challenging over the years because I wanted everyone to like me. I really did. I grew up, my grandmother would always say, Shauna is such a good girl. She listens. And so I learned early on to sort of fit in, to be a wallflower, to just do what other people wanted, let people tell me what needed to be done. And I kind of went along with what everybody else wanted. And really became a people pleaser. No, it's okay. No, you take the last one. No, it's okay. No, I'm starving, but I'm not going to say that. But you take the last one. No, I really don't want to go and do that, but I don't want to upset you and I want to be included, so I'm not going to voice my opinion. So everywhere that you are not willing to have people dislike you and not include you and maybe ignore you, stop talking to you. Let's just destroy it and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, or realities. That I found was the most liberating thing ever. Sure, I have incredible people in my world, and I'm very blessed and very excited and very grateful. And I found that the people that come into my world that are not meant to be in my world, it just feels heavy and stuck. Like it just feels like more work than it needs to be, and it doesn't bring me a lot of joy. And I usually find that those relationships start to shift. And usually they make me wrong for whatever it is because I'm not willing to diminish myself for anyone else's happiness ever again. Ever. Period. I don't care who it is. Ever. I'm not ever going to put myself in that position ever again. And some people, that really ticks them off. And so again, I had to work through being willing to tick people off, realizing that that has nothing to do with me. I'm just being who I am. If you don't like it, fine, that's okay. Lots of other people on the planet for you to go play with. Bye-bye. Without any judgment, of course. It's just, okay, you and I don't align. You and I don't agree. And it's good. It's okay. It was an experience. It was an opportunity. And we move on. What's next? And sometimes I find that it's like we're hardwired to look for problems, something that we have to fix or change or make better or do something with it. And I know I went hardcore for years looking at anything and everything I could find. I was convinced that if I could just heal my childhood stuff, I would be happier. If I could heal my relationship stuff, life would be smooth sailing. And sure enough, I dug up enough to have found lots that required healing. Yes. I kind of went in with my own shovel and just started digging. And it was exhausting. And life was passing me by. And there was one year in particular where it all came crashing around me. An abuse from my childhood surfaced. Several energy manipulations came to light. I was betrayed by someone I considered a friend. I grieved the loss of my son. I took a class that overrode my awareness about. And it made such a mess in my life. From demon portals opening to lower energies messing with me, so much so that I was going to throw it all away and just become a realtor. Like, I was so disgusted with my life and everything that had happened and transpired. And I started to shift my focus from problems to what was going right in my world. And this is where gratitude came into play. And I would look at one thing at a time and see if there was more healing required or more time to integrate before I dug up anything else. And I got off the ascension fast track and turned my focus to me, my happiness, my joy, my family, my friends, things that lit me up. And I became willing to not have all the answers. That was huge. Oh my God, huge. And to not have the understanding that everything was going to work out the way I thought it would, or I would know how everything was going to work out. And instead, I let the universe guide me, and I let the universe start to tell me when I needed to rest and when I needed to push through. And they reminded me of how I tell the story because I will get to be right. So they said, be mindful of how you're telling the story because you will get to be right. So if I stayed in victim, poor me, they did that to me, why did that happen? That energy will perpetrate and just perpetuate and just continue to show up in your world. So the universe would keep giving me what I was predominantly thinking, feeling, and saying, whatever I was putting out. And so everywhere that you have been looking for or anticipating problems in your life, let's destroy and uncreate all of that. And everywhere that you bought the lie that once you've accomplished something, once something is done, once you get to that next level, then you can have fun and then you can relax. Let's just destroy and uncreate all of that. And everywhere that you've been stopping yourself from whatever it may be, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that. And everywhere you haven't been willing to be in the now, present with everything that's going on in your world, no matter what that is, let's release and destroy all of that. Everything that shows up in our world, we have chosen it, invited it, picked it up, brought it in. Somewhere along the line, we have aligned with it, and it's showing up in our world. And until we acknowledge, wow, that really sucks. I don't know when I chose that or picked that up, but I gotta get rid of it. Until we're willing to really look at it, it's not going to shift anything. And everywhere that you're not, again, everywhere that you haven't been willing to be in the now, present with everything that's going on in your world, no matter what that is, let's destroy it and create all of that. And anywhere you haven't acknowledged just how magical and powerful you truly are, release and destroy all of that from any lifetime, space, or dimension. And anywhere you've doubted your intuition or second-guessed the guidance you received, let's release and destroy all of that from any lifetime space or reality. Once we choose something, the universe will join us and start to show us how to bring it into our reality. Until we choose something and make the commitment to whatever that is, our lives will continue to feel unbalanced, unfulfilling, or even chaotic. I can remember feeling so powerful and incredible after a day of readings where spirit just blew my mind. And it was in that moment that I chose to never dim my inner witch again, to never bypass my awareness and knowing ever again, and to let my light shine bright. And what's interesting, and this is something that I've worked with thousands of clients over the years with, is that everyone thinks that once they have a game plan, they have an action step, they've written it all on the whiteboard, it's pretty, this is how it's going to go, this is how it's going to work out, these are all the things I need to put in play, and then I can choose it. But the universe works in reverse. We must choose it first, be willing to fail, be willing to have a horrific flop, be willing to blow things up, make a big mess, be willing for things not to go our way. And when we're ready to choose it at that level, then we're all in. Both feet, all in, here we go, let's do this. And then the action steps will come. I call them inspired action steps. Those inspired action steps will start showing up. Call this person, go here, write this email, you know, Google this person, look this person up, reach out, take them for lunch. You'll start to get the action steps that are required to get you to what you've chosen. And if you stay with it, I think that's another key part to all of this, is the consistency. Even when it feels like you're stuck in quicksand or you're sinking or you're in mud and it's not working, to stick with it no matter what, knowing that you're going to get there, you're going to figure it out, it's all going to work out. And so everything that just brought up, I want to just destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. So all the heart's desires, everything if you could choose them, would start to change your reality dynamically. Let's just destroy and uncreate all of that and give you the opportunity to choose it. Let's clear anything that's standing in the way of you being connecting into your inner witch, if you will, your inner knowing, your inner compass, your inner guidance, so that you know what you're here to create, what you're here to share. And you're going to find magical ways to share that with the world. And so everywhere you haven't claimed and celebrated your inner witch, let's destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And what fun and magic can you weave into your life, knowing that you're letting your inner witch shine, that you are fully embracing your gifts, your capacities, your magic, your mojo, your true essence. Let your inner witch shine. Acknowledge the magic that is just you. Acknowledge the potency of your gifts. And most of all, have fun with it. I think that is the most important thing, is to really have fun with it. To really, really connect into your essence and in your magic and your mojo, whatever you want to call that, your inner witch, whatever that looks like for you. Really connecting into it and embracing it and loving it and finding ways to share it with the world, whether it's just with you or whether you want to share it with clients or writing, speaking, offering readings, healings, whatever that looks like for you. That's where the magic comes in. When you really start to find ways to share it, share your gifts and your magic with the world in a way that lights up the world, it lights you up, it just feeds your soul, and it's so empowering. I send you mountains of love. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, please do so. Go to livealifeyoulove.org and you can sign up for a free meditation. I'll cross you over the rainbow bridge where you'll meet a loved one in spirit. Sign up today and you can get that free gift. I send you mountains of love and I wish you a very, very spooky Halloween. And I will talk to you very soon. Bye for now.